الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى جميع إخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين وآل كل وصحب كل ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let us first have the proper intention in our hearts to attend the lesson for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great day has passed by all Muslims around the world, carrying its blessings and meanings, the meanings of patience, sacrifice, serving the cause of Islam, and other great meanings. It is the 10th of Muharram, known in Arabic as Ashura. This day is a blessed day. It is an important day for all Muslims. Very remarkable day. It carries several occasions that happened in the past. Some of them were pleasing for Muslims, and others were sad for Muslims. On the 10th day of Muharram, which is called Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. On the 10th day of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the ark of Prophet Noah from the flood that covered the whole earth. On the 10th day of Muharram, Allah saved Prophet Moses and his followers from the tyrant Pharaoh and his followers. On the 10th day of Muharram, Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam was cured from his sickness after suffering for 18 years. On the 10th of Muharram, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, came back to his father after tens of years. On the 10th of Muharram as well, Al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib was martyred. He is the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son of the Prophet's daughter Fatima. He was martyred on that day as well. And many other occasions that took place on that day in particular. So it's very, very important day to all Muslims. Muslims should recall these memories every year when they talk about the 10th of Muharram. Let us talk about the repentance of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam was created in paradise. He lived in paradise for 130 years from the years that we count. But it was narrated that he spent 1 hour between Asr and Maghrib. That hour is equivalent to 130 years of what we count here on earth. 1 hour that is equivalent to 130 years. Allah said, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. The days in the hereafter, every one day is equivalent to 1,000 years of what we count. So in paradise, Adam lived for 1 hour, and that was equivalent to 130 years. Hawa was created from Adam in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam and Eve the permission to eat from all types of trees in paradise except for one. One type they cannot eat from it. Unfortunately, Iblis, Satan, whispered to them and told them that God forbade you from eating from this tree because this is the tree of everlastingness, the tree of eternity. If you eat from it, you'll be in paradise forever. That's why you can't eat from it. But if you eat from it, you'll stay in paradise forever. Then Hawa, Eve, started telling Adam alayhi salam to eat from that tree. Then they ate from it and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the tree wasn't defined in the Quran nor in the Hadith. So we don't know if it is as some people say, apple tree, or any other type of tree. We don't know. In the Quran it's not mentioned. In the Hadith it's not mentioned. So we do not talk about it. We say, as mentioned in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. It is a tree. But what type of tree? We don't know. Even Prophet Muhammad did not explain. So it is inappropriate for one to specify that tree once Prophet Muhammad didn't specify that tree. So we stop, we say, we don't talk about it. All what we know in the Quran, it is a tree. Adam and Eve ate from that tree and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah sent them down to earth. Adam, when he committed that sin wasn't kufr, blasphemous, wasn't a major sin, wasn't a small sin that is considered as an abject sin. Abject sin is the sin that shows low standard of self-respect. Like for instance, the one who looks at women lustfully, this is a sin that contains what is called abject. It is an abject sin. That means the person who's doing that has a self-respect standard. That's why we say the prophets wouldn't commit such a sin. So what was that sin? It was a small sin, but not an abject one. When Adam ate from that tree, he wasn't a prophet even. He wasn't a prophet. Because Adam was given prophethood when he came down to earth. So when he was in paradise and lived for about 130 years, he wasn't a prophet. When he came down to earth, he became a prophet. When did Adam repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? On Friday. And it was the 10th of Muharram, on that day. So on that day, Adam repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah accepted his repentance. That's number one. Number two, on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Prophet Moses alayhi salam and his followers from the tyrant Pharaoh and his followers. Prophet Musa alayhi salam left Egypt and he took the Muslims and they were 600,000. They were 600,000. They left Egypt and they were heading to Palestine. When he left the land of Egypt, he reached what is called now the Red Sea. He reached the Red Sea. And Pharaoh and his followers were following them to kill him. And they were 1,600,000. So more than the followers of Prophet Moses by 1 million. Pharaoh and his followers were chasing them to kill him. When Musa alayhi salam reached the Red Sea, what can he do? Now the enemies are behind, their backs, in front of them, the Red Sea, and there is no way to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Moses alayhi salam to hit the sea with his staff. So he had a staff that wasn't a normal one. He hit that sea with it, and by Allah's power, 12 channels were formed inside the Red Sea. Like a mountain of water here on the right, a mountain of water on the left. Between them, it's like a valley. It's a dry land between them. And imagine it's a valley, like a mountain of water. It doesn't come to the valley in between. So Musa alayhi salam and his followers went through these channels to the other bank. When Pharaoh and his followers reached the Red Sea, he saw that he was afraid and scared to follow Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Then Jibreel alayhi salam came on a female horse and he went through that channel. Pharaoh was riding a horse that was a male. When the horse of Pharaoh saw the horse of Jibreel alayhi salam running towards water, the horse rushed into chasing the horse of Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. So once the Pharaoh of Egypt was inside that channel, all his followers thought, that's it. He gave the order to follow them. They followed them, 1,600,000. When they became in the middle of the sea, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the sea to destroy them. And these mountains of water collapsed on them. And they all drowned. And some people started saying, Pharaoh didn't die. He just disappeared. And he will reappear later on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them his rotted body floating on the surface of water. So they knew that he was dead. So on that day, Musa alayhi salam was saved from the Pharaoh and his followers, and Pharaoh was destroyed and his followers. That was also the 10th day of Muharram. It was narrated that once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, and he saw a group of Jews fasting the 10th day of Muharram. He asked them about the reason behind their fasting, why they're fasting the 10th day of Muharram. They replied by saying, this is the day when Moses and his followers were given victory against or over the Pharaoh of Egypt and his followers. So we fast this day to rejoice the victory of Prophet Moses alayhi salam. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, we associate with Moses more than you do. Then he said, he gave his instructions to the Sahaba to fast this day. He fasted the 10th of Muharram and he said, if I were to remain alive till Muharram of next year, I'll fast the 9th as well. So the 9th and the 10th of Muharram. So why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we associate with Moses more than what you do? Because Moses alayhi salam was Muslim, as all the prophets. And we are more deserving of rejoicing the victory of Prophet Moses alayhi salam. And the reason why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I will fast the 9th as well, on top of the 10th, I'll fast the 9th as well. First, number one, the scholars said, because there might be an error in determining the beginning of the month. So to be on the safe side, you fast the 9th as well, so you make sure you are fasting the 10th of Muharram. Because there is a probability of making an error in determining the beginning of the month. That's number one. Number two, the scholar said, also to differ from the Jews and what they used to do, he gave his instructions to fast the 9th as well. And also because sometimes the 10th of Muharram might fall on Friday, so also it is preferred not to fast Friday by itself, like by its own, fast another day with it, right, like either the 9th or the 11th, for instance. So you won't be fasting Friday by itself. And even Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu said it is sunnah to fast the 9th, the 10th and 11th of Muharram, the 3 days. So on the day that Moses was given victory and the Pharaoh was destroyed, that was also the 10th day of Muharram, Ashura. Also, the Ark of Prophet Noah alayhi salam was saved on the 10th day of Muharram, and it landed safely on the Mount of Al-Judi in Al-Mosul in Iraq. What happened regarding Prophet Nuh alayhi salam's story is that after the death of Prophet Idris alayhi salam, when Prophet Idris died, people used to love 5 righteous Muslims mentioned in the Quran. Wad wa Suwa' wa Ya'uq wa Yaghuth wa Nasr. People used to love them, to respect them, to glorify them. When they died, Satan appeared to people in the shape of a man and said to them, why don't you make statues for them so you could remember them? When you come to visit them at their graves, you could remember them. So they made statues for him. Then he came to the other generation, the following generation, and said to them, your parents used to go and visit them at their graves. Why don't you put their statues inside your houses instead of going to the graveyard every time to visit them? So they kept their statues inside their houses. Then Satan came to the following generation and said to them, your parents and grandparents used to love these statues and used to worship these statues. He lied to them. Why don't you worship them as your ancestors did? So people started worshiping these statues. That was the first blasphemy that occurred among humans on earth after the death of Prophet Idris alayhi salam. People lived as Muslims on earth, all Muslims, for about 2,000 years, from Adam till after the death of Prophet Idris alayhi salam. Because Adam lived on earth 870 years. He completed the 1,000. We mentioned that he lived in paradise for 130 years. He lived on earth for 870 years and he completed 1,000. After the death of Prophet Adam, Allah gave prophethood to his son Sheath. Then after that, prophethood was given to Prophet Idris. Then after the death of Prophet Idris alayhi salam, people committed the first type of blasphemy on earth when they worshipped these statues. Now people stayed on Islam on earth for about 2,000 years. The first prophet and messenger that was sent to the non-believers was Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Noah. Because Prophet Idris before him and Prophet Adam, all people at their time were Muslims. But Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was the first one to be sent to who? To the non-believers. He called them to embrace Islam and not to worship the statues. They didn't listen. He was very patient. He stayed among his people, calling them to embrace Islam for 950 years. Just calling them to embrace Islam. He lived about 700 years and more, as some mention. He called them to embrace Islam for 950 years, but they didn't listen. They were stubborn. Only about 80 people embraced Islam, followed him, believed in him. About 80. In 950 years, only 80 followed Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. They used to mock him. They used to harm him. Once they strangled him, trying to kill him, until he fainted. Once they hit him with a stick and he started bleeding. But he was patient. Until, and he didn't get the spirit of calling them, keeping calling them to embrace Islam. Now if they send a person, another person, to try to talk to him about Islam, if he frowns in his face, for instance, he doesn't come back to him. If he just frowns in his face. Look at what happened to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. They harmed him a lot. They inflicted Prophet Nuh alayhi salam with many harms, but he was patient. He was patient for all that period of time until it was revealed to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam that that's it. Out of all the people, only those who believed in him will be the believers. But from the rest, no one will embrace Islam. No one will become a believer. When it was revealed to him that no one will become a believer, he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy all the non-believers. The supplication which was fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ordered Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to build an ark, like big ship, to build an ark. And he started building the ark, where? On land, far away from the water and the sea. So they started mocking him. They passed by him and they said, "You became a carpenter after being a prophet." They started mocking him. And they said, "What are you going to do with an ark on land and away from water?" So they used to pass by him and mock him. He built that ark from a tree that started to grow when Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was born. So it grew when he was born and started becoming bigger and bigger. It was 300 cubits high by 80 cubits the width. So it took about 150 meters, yeah, more, by 40. So it was a very big tree. He started chopping off that tree and making, with the believers, the ark. He made it of three levels. He put the birds and all these types of creatures in one level. Also, he put the wild animals in another level and the believers on the top. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him that when you see a sign, that means the flood will start. And you start loading the ark. That sign was when the water springs out of an oven that was built at that time that belonged to Our Lady Eve. So when you see the water coming out of that oven, you start loading the ark. And that what happened, and he started loading the ark. The rain started falling. The earth started springing out its water. All the animals came to the ship, and Prophet Nuh alayhi salam took from each type, male and female, and he put them on the ark, and also the believers went on it. First, the earth started springing out its water for about 40 days. Before the rain started coming down. And that was for a reason, for a wisdom. The water started rising. And as the water springing out of the earth, and also lifting the ark of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, they started rising up. After the water covered part of the earth, after 40 days, the water started coming down from the sky. Now the water that came down from the sky at that time wasn't a normal rain. As mentioned in the Quran, the drop of rain was like a mountain. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ Like a mountain. But that drop of water wasn't falling on the ark of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, it was falling around. So imagine, it destroyed everything. See, if that water didn't spring out of the earth first, if water came down straight to the earth with no water on earth and every drop is like a mountain, the whole earth will be destroyed. But first water rose up to that level, then water started coming down from the sky. And it kept on raining for 6 months. Water rose up to the distance between the bottom of the earth and the surface of the water was about 5 months distance. That means you need to travel about 5 months to reach the top of the water. So the whole earth was covered with water. Everest, for instance, that's the highest mountain, was covered with water. Everything on earth was covered. Before that, Prophet Nuh said to his son, believe in Allah and follow me. He had a son that was a non-believer called Kan'an. He said to him, believe in Allah and follow me. He said to him, don't worry about me. I'll find a shelter from the flood. I'll go to a high mountain where I can hide and the flood won't affect me. Then Nuh alayhi salam told him that there's no shelter from that punishment. He didn't embrace Islam. He didn't go with his father. So when the rain came down to earth, he was killed and he died with those other non-believers who didn't believe in Allah and his messenger Nuh alayhi salam. That ship, when it is like at that level, it went to Mecca, it circumambulated the Kaaba from that high. It went to Mina and Arafah and Muzdalifah. Then when the rain stopped, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the earth to start swallowing the water and ordered the sky to stop sending the rain. So the sky stopped sending rain and the earth started absorbing and swallowing the water. See that water that covered the whole earth? Now is inside the earth. So this earth is rich with water. Is rich with water. Because all that water that covered the whole earth was absorbed and swallowed by this earth. Then it started coming down bit by bit until it landed way on the Mount of Al-Judi in Iraq. It landed there safely. And all the non-believers were destroyed. Only those who believed in Prophet Nuh alayhi salam remained alive at that time. And also, Prophet Nuh had other three sons who were Muslims. Sam, Ham, and Yafis. Now, Kanaan was a non-believer. See, those who believed in him that were about 80, none of them had offspring. Only the three sons of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam had offspring later on. So all the human beings that are existent on earth now, they go to these three sons of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Sam, Ham, and Yafis. Even the Indian people, the Red Indians, the Chinese people, the Indonesian people, Arabs, non-Arabs, all those around the world, they go back to the three sons of, they are the descendants of the three sons of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. So the day that the Ark of Prophet Noah was saved was the 10th day of Muharram. And that is Ashura. So Ashura is a very blessed day. That's why it is very rewardable and highly recommended to fast that day, as well as the day before it, which is the 9th of Muharram. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return this occasion on us with blessings and tranquility, inshallah ta'ala, and we are in a better situation than the way we are in now, inshallah. And Allah knows best. We say La ilaha illallah 3 times.